The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Jake, how are you, man?
That's a heck of an intro. I'm doing well. I'm excited to spend the next couple minutes with you guys and dive into this craziness.
Thank you, Jake. Well, listen, man, we only do things professionally around here, so I could spend quite more time talking about how well-dressed you are and everything else. We'll stick to brass tacks here.
I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. First things first, what happens with Michigan and its next head coach? We know that there might be an incumbent. We've heard some names of dudes who might be leaving other schools. What do you think might happen?
I think it's Sharon Moore. I think it's already in place. The way I understand it right now is there's a state law in Michigan where the job needs to be posted for 7 days legally before they can announce the next hire. I think Michigan's currently working around that to see if they can find a way to move quicker, because I believe it's going to be Sharon Moore, next head coach of the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jake. I think a lot of what we've heard is just rumors. There's always got to be rumors and nonsense. Jake Butt, a Big Ten analyst, is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. When you think about what happens moving forward, we know in the case of Nick Saban, recruits were kind of jumping ship and moving around and trying to leave. What do you think happens with Michigan? Obviously, you know, after a championship, it's hard to repeat. J.J. McCarthy gone, what have you. How difficult is it going to be for Michigan to move forward, especially with Harbaugh gone?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, gosh, we could hit this from so many different angles. It's always difficult to repeat just because it's difficult to repeat anyways, just period as a principle. That's a challenge. But then you start to peel back the layers. Jim Harbaugh, one of the best coaches we've seen in sports in general, not just in college football, not in football, but in sports in general. He's won everywhere he's been. Now he's moving on. You also, what I would expect is it seems like he's going to take Jesse Minter with him, who's the defensive coordinator at Michigan. Michigan's had some really good luck. I don't even know if you want to call it luck. They've had some great hires. It went Mike McDonald, who helped turn the program around in 2021. He's now coordinating the Baltimore Ravens defense and doing a phenomenal job. Then you get Jesse Minter. He coordinates Michigan, one of the top defenses in college football, in 2022 and 2023. So not only is Jim Harbaugh gone, you're probably going to be replacing your defensive coordinator as well. Then you start to dive in the roster. Before we even talk about the transfer portal that's now opened in Ann Arbor because Michigan is replacing their head coach, there's a 30-day window. What you're also, you mentioned J.J. McCarthy, Blake Corum, four of your five starters across your offensive line, your top two wide receivers, a number of people on your defense. But Michigan in next year's draft is going to have – I believe Michigan, the Michigan Wolverines, will set a record for most players selected in an NFL draft by a single college team since the NFL draft began. That's how deep I think this Michigan team was. So what you'll see next year is a new head coach, a new defensive coordinator, probably a new offensive coordinator if Sharon Moore is promoted to head coach. You're going to see a new quarterback, a new running back, a new offensive line. Everything's going to be new, and then we can start to talk about Michigan's schedule. It was we were talking about how easy Michigan's schedule was this year. It is significantly harder next year. They got Texas as an out-of-conference before you even dive into how deep their in-conference schedule is. So you're getting hit from a number of different angles. It's going to be a bit of a, you know, a transitional year, if you will. The defense is still very deep from a personnel standpoint, and I think that's why there's a premium here. They need to move fast to get Sherrone Moore locked down. You know, you talked about Alabama's roster being rated. Well, that's because, you know, Kalen DeBoer is a great coach. I love the hire. But those Bama players have no loyalty to Kalen DeBoer. They don't know who he is. They have no loyalty to him. There's loyalty in Ann Arbor to Sherrone Moore, both from the current roster and the recruits. So I think that would help their case, at least from a roster management standpoint, keeping guys together.
Former Michigan tight end Jake Butt is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I get quite a few calls when things happen to Michigan from some angry Ohio State fans. Based on what you said, are they going to have a little bit of reason to rejoice over the next couple of seasons?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's and it's funny here. I love the rivalry. I absolutely love the rivalry. There was speculation that Michigan may sign Harbaugh to a lifetime contract back in 2021. Michigan had just beat Ohio State for the first time. And as is the rivalry, you poke fun at one another. All the Buckeye fans were like, oh, please do it. Sign him to a lifetime contract. He's 1-5 versus Ohio State. He's not the guy. And then now you see it, and there's a lot of Buckeye fans rejoicing that he'll no longer be there. It's the duality of man, I guess you could look at it. That being said, the Buckeyes, and this is what makes this whole thing so interesting, the Buckeyes have made significant offseason moves. From a roster standpoint, they are completely reloaded. That defense is returning nearly everybody. That was a great defense last year. You shored up your quarterback position. You bring Travion Henderson back, and Emeka Egbuka's back. You got a number of you got Jeremiah Smith, the number one player in high school football. He's a wide receiver. He's coming in town. The Ohio State roster is loaded. You bring in Bill O'Brien, who there's a couple different ways to look at it. You could say he's never won a championship, even though he was with Saban and Belichick. But you can also say that's a damn good football coach. And I personally think Bill O'Brien is he's the perfect guy for who Ohio State needs right now to help turn their program around. So while Michigan's in a tough – they just won a national championship. Can't ever take that away. It's a great moment. They're also in a point kind of an inflection point as a program where there's some question marks that need to be answered going into this offseason if they want to maintain this standard and this momentum.
Without a shadow of a doubt, Jake Butt is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You played under Coach Harbaugh. What makes him such an excellent head coach, and what skills are we going to see translate right back over to the NFL where he's already had success?
So I think what Jim Harbaugh is known for is his ability to turn programs and organizations around. If you go back, you can see what he inherited at Stanford was not a successful powerhouse college program, but he made them one. The Niners were struggling. Jim Harbaugh comes in, he takes them to a Super Bowl, constantly at the top of their conference. And then he leaves, and they're back in the dumpster for a while before Shanahan gets there. We were struggling as a program. We were 5-7 in 2014, the year before Jim Harbaugh got there. A national championship, no one was taking that conversation seriously in Ann Arbor, and yet he led them there this year. Part of the reason that that's able to happen is he takes programs that have pieces in place to compete and have big goals and yet are falling short. And what happens is when Jim Harbaugh comes to town, there is a belief that's immediately instilled in the locker room during that first team meeting. All the personnel says, with Jim Harbaugh as our head coach, we can get it done. It's hard to be an old school, tough, gritty, lunch pail head coach in today's climate, because if you don't have the results to back it up, you can lose your locker room really quickly. The magic of Jim Harbaugh is he is tough and he is going to work you. But the promise is if you follow his plan, you will win. And that's where the magic is in how he turns these programs around. He's very unique in that sense. And what's perfect for the Chargers, you got your franchise quarterback. They feel their Super Bowl window is here right now. Jim Harbaugh comes in. I think they are an immediate, when we talk about next year's Super Bowl contenders, the Chargers have to be in that conversation with Jim Harbaugh as the head coach.
Wow. Automatically out of the gate, first year out of the box?
Absolutely. No, I mean, look, Justin Herbert has the, he is from a talent standpoint, he is a Super Bowl talent. He has that talent. The defense has been an issue. I think if Jesse Minter comes in there, Michigan ran an NFL scheme on defense this year. Jesse Minter comes in, I think that defense is immediately improved as well. What they do with their early pick, one thing that's interesting, the Chargers were kind of towards the bottom of the NFL in terms of tight end usage. Jim Harbaugh, you know, he is one of the highest users of 12 personnel. He loves big personnel. I wouldn't be surprised if they went Brock Bowers early in that draft to get a tight end, not only to help Herbert out, but to just help the physicality and offensive identity out. I would love to see that pick for the Chargers.
Yeah, I like that. A California guy from Georgia going back to California. Why not? That would.
Why not?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, thank you so much, Jake, for your insights as it relates to the future Super Bowl with Harbaugh and the Chargers. But a quick question. We're moving towards AFC Championship Sunday and NFC Championship Sunday. Who do you got advancing to the Super Bowl? Who do you think's winning it all?
This is going to be a fun one. I cannot wait. You know, here's the fun part about it. So the Niners and the Lions, you got Shanahan, who's almost overly conservative. Some of the clock management decisions he made, you know, in the 28-3 loss, the Falcons versus the Patriots, and then how they managed the clock going into halftime last week, the Niners, versus Dan Campbell, who's going to be hyper aggressive. Who wins that battle? As much as I love Detroit, as much as I want to see it, I think the fact that the Niners have been here before, I think that's going to play to their advantage. So I think the Niners win that matchup. On the other hand, it's the Chiefs versus the Ravens. On paper, I just think the Ravens have been a more consistent team, probably the best team in the NFL for the majority of the season. What I love about the Ravens' defense, they stuffed Houston Texans' run game, and then they pressured C.J. Stroud on 51% of his dropbacks. So they're going to bring the heat. That's the recipe for success for beating Pat Mahomes. You know, that Super Bowl loss when the Bucks and Tom Brady handled business versus the Chiefs, remember Pat Mahomes was running for his life. I think that Baltimore defense makes it really, really hard on Pat Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson has another big-time performance. So I think we see a Ravens-Niners Super Bowl.
Oh, well, I think a lot of us are in that boat. Let's see if we get any upsets. Well, Jake, I want to thank you for taking the time to bring your expertise, whether it's with college, your experience in the NFL, et cetera. Where can people follow you, your excellent work, and everything?
Yeah, just I'm active on social media. I love to interact with people. So just search my name, Jake Butt, B-U-T-T, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever. Tweet me, DM me. I get back to you. Love to talk about the changing landscape of college football, NIL, and what the future looks like. So anybody can reach out anytime. I love the community of it.
Yeah, Jake, you're only a few years away from getting all that NIL money, man. It stinks.
I just missed it. But I'm happy for the guys today, for sure.
Most certainly. Well, thank you again, Jake, for your time. Look forward to chatting with you in the future, okay?
Anytime. Thank you.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running.
Yeah,
Graybar does that.